quantity did you usually buy? Did you usually buy flour in?
Well, when we lived in Wyoming, we bought it in barrels. I think it was 300 pounds.
Wow.
And then when we lived in High Hill, I think we bought 48 pound sacks. I don't remember buying a barrel when we lived in High Hill.
Bought
a bigger amount right in town, and then less amount out in the country. I don't know why, but anyhow, I don't remember buying a barrel of flour when we lived out in the country, out in High Hill, for instance.
Maybe it was too hard to haul it back.
I just don't know.
If you cook eggs in hot water till they're hard, then what do you call them?
Hard-boiled eggs.
Okay. And if you just crack them and let them fall out into the water, you know, and just cook them when they're soft?
I don't understand that.
What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Ham hock.
Okay, what is a ham hock exactly?
I couldn't bother to hear about the ham hock and read about the ham hock.
Uh-huh.
I meant it's the last part of a ham, the part of the bone.
Uh-huh.
That could be that the last part of a ham.
Okay.
That you don't eat no more. Do you like the ham is big, big, big round, and just tape it off into part of your bone? That's your last piece. There's nothing else ham in there to eat, so that's a ham hock.
Ah, okay, I see.
Also called, maybe called a ham bone, I wouldn't know. Home cured hams, you'd have a bone in there. Now you buy a ham without a bone.
Yeah.
I am now.
Yeah, yeah. What do you call the part of a hog between the shoulder and the ham?
I can tell you.
What do you call the outside edge of bacon that you used to have to
rind?
What do you call the person who slaughters the meat?
A butcher.
Okay. And if meat has been kept around too long, what does it do?
It spoils.
Okay. After you butcher, tell me about butchering a hog. How'd you butcher a hog?
That's a long. I take too long to tell you that.
Oh, go ahead and tell me.
It's been over 50 years since I helped my daddy butcher a hog. So I really can't read. First of all, we have to have a cold day.
How come?
Well, and a warm day, a lot of too many flies around, and it's not good. It makes everything too flabby.
Oh.
And then we shoot the hog and right away stick it to drain the blood.
Uh-huh.
Now, we raised the blood, but my wife's mother, she would catch the blood and make what they call blood sausage.
Uh-huh.
You know, you never heard of blood sausage?
What do you do?
Well, I can't explain how it's done here, but cornmeal is used with it too. Maybe my wife would know, but that's not either here or there now. So anyhow, then it was dragged on a sled and they put it over to a place where the kettle was already boiling with water.
Uh-huh.
We put it on a... And we start pouring hot water over the steak to soften up the bristles. We can scrape. We had a special scraper, our butcher knife, scrape the bristles off. Then on the hind feet, the tendons was cut, and hooks was put in there, and then was lifted up and the blood and tickled. Then it was washed down, and then whatever bristles was left, it was then scraped off. Then of course, I've forgotten how it went next. I think the head was cut off first, I believe. Put away, and then it was gutted.
Sounds messy.
Oh yeah. And my job was clean the intestines for making sausage. And I tell you, talk about something, me hating something, that was it.
How'd you do it?
You drain them first of all the matter, and with water, you would rewaste the intestines, so the inside was out. See, the outside part of the intestine washed the inside of the sausage later on. Then with the fork, you would go along there and pull up all that slime on. That was an inside the intestine, which was a nasty job.
I guess.
And it was cold and muddy, and you had your bare hands freezing. I wouldn't do it today for no kind of money.
I'm glad I
did. Then, of course, the meat was taken in the house and was cut up like in a backbone. The spine was put away in salt water and then used later on for... We cooked it and ate it. That's what I didn't like to eat. And same with the ribs.
The soup? Would you make soup out of the spine or what?
Do what?
Did you make soup out of
No. It was roasted. I think it was baked or roasted somewhere.